This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. When a man or woman is wrongfully imprisoned in this state, the law says they're entitled to compensation. But like so many others owed money by the state of Illinois, 14 innocent people are still waiting. Angel Gonzalez was wrongly deprived of his liberty for more than two decades. For that, he's entitled to the maximum compensation allowed by Illinois law, a little more than $220,000. Gonzalez is free today because of the work of two groups. One is the Innocence Project in New York. The other is the Illinois Innocence Project, based at the University of Illinois Springfield, where John Hanlon is executive and legal director. He joins us now. John Hanlon, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brian.
First, can you tell us, who is Angel Gonzalez? What's his story?
Angel Gonzalez is a man from Waukegan, Illinois, and he now lives in northern Illinois in another town. Angel Gonzalez was a man who was picked up by the Waukegan police one evening after a woman had suffered a brutal, awful sexual assault at the hands of two men. Angel Gonzalez was later identified by the woman as looking like one of the men who had raped her. Of course, when we really look closely at that identification, we see how this wrongful conviction occurred. Angel was placed in a police car, taken to a location where there was another police car. The victim of the crime was sitting in the back of that car. Angel was taken out of the other car, placed in front of the headlights, in front of this sobbing, hysterical woman who had just been sexually assaulted, and she said, yeah, that's the guy. So that kind of process is called a show-up, and it is inherently unreliable. The courts have found as such. It's not illegal per se, but it is unreliable, even though it is used fairly often, even now, by police officers. So Angel was then taken into custody. Angel barely spoke English at the time and didn't read English. His skills were minimal at best, and they asked him to write out a confession. He wrote out a confession in Spanish. The problem was that the confession didn't match the facts of the crime. So they wrote a confession out for him in English, and he signed it, and the only problem, of course, was that he didn't read English. These are the kinds of things that have occurred, and they seem really incredulous and impossible that this would occur in our society, but it happened here, and it happens more often than we would hope would happen in a just society.
Well, and so you referred to him as being found innocent eventually, and this, we should be clear about this. This is not a legal technicality that got him off or anything. There's DNA evidence that's exonerated him. A prosecutor said it was very clear he didn't commit the crime and even apologized to him.
Correct. Angel was convicted approximately 21 years ago, but then ultimately exonerated by DNA, and our Innocence Project, the Illinois Innocence Project, and other innocence projects do not become involved in cases that are not cases of actual innocence, meaning they got the wrong person, and Angel Gonzalez certainly was the wrong person, and item after item after item of DNA proved that. To the extent that, yes, the state's attorney of Lake County, ultimately, when Angel was released in March of 2015, the state's attorney of Lake County apologized. To his credit, he apologized. That's somewhat rare among prosecutors. He apologized and shook his hand. But that certainly did not replace the almost 21 years that Angel lost by being wrongfully imprisoned for something he had absolutely nothing to do with.
And so we often hear about situations, a lot of times out of Chicago or some other local government, where they'll settle a lawsuit over police or prosecutorial misconduct. But that's not the kind of payment we're talking about today. How does Illinois compensate men and women who have been wrongfully imprisoned?
There's a statute in Illinois, which provides for compensation, and it's a sliding scale of money, depending on how long the person was wrongfully incarcerated. And the idea is that if the state of Illinois wrongfully incarcerates someone, the state of Illinois should provide some compensation. The idea is to get money into a person's hands relatively quickly so they can live their lives. you can buy food and get an apartment and get a vehicle so that they can get a job and go to work and just hopefully blend back into society.
What is the status for Angel Gonzalez and other people who are similarly situated? They are still waiting for their money from the state.
The state of Illinois has, in the 2 years, essentially, of this budget impasse, has not paid any wrongfully convicted and actually proven innocent person, has not paid any of these court of claims judgments, at least not in any of the cases that I'm aware of. It's important to note that this compensation has nothing to do with fault or liability on the part of any actor in the case, any police officer or prosecutor or anything along those lines. This is the idea of this is, again, it's just compensation, not very much compensation, but some compensation for a person who was held incarcerated wrongfully in an Illinois prison, regardless of liability, whose fault it was, who contributed or didn't contribute. The idea is we held you, you were innocent, you need some money to live on after you get out. So there's no assessment of fault in any of these cases. It's merely just let's do something that's right for people who were wrongfully convicted and wrongfully held. And when we think about it, in Angel's case, it comes to barely, slightly above $10,000 a year that he has a judgment for. And the really sad part is there's no end in sight for any person in his position in terms of when there's going to be payment. I think that there should be special legislation to get these guys paid. There are a lot of people who are suffering, and these guys suffered immeasurably at the hands of the state. And now we're suffering again.
John Hanlon is the executive and legal director of the Illinois Innocence Project, which is based at the Springfield campus of the University of Illinois. We also called the Illinois Court of Claims. Court Administrator Brad Booker told us the payments for Gonzalez, 13 other innocent individuals, and many, many other people who won judgments against the state are still waiting for payment. He says many payments have to be specifically authorized by the Illinois General Assembly, which is usually done once a year in what's called a special awards bill. Booker says while the court presented its list of judgments to the legislature this spring like it usually does, the special awards bill was never even introduced. I'm Brian Mackey.